afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, the last couple of broadcasts I've talked about the amazing launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket and the Tesla Roadster up into space. And I realised that I haven't actually explained why space is so darn difficult. That is, both getting up into space and staying into space. So I've got an expert with me now, and this is Brian Dean from Space Advisory Company, and he's a satellite systems engineer. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hi there.
And Brian knows all about exactly why space is so darn hard. So what's the most difficult thing about getting something into space working?
Okay, well, the big issue with designing things for space is you've got a couple of very challenging environments that you have to be able to survive. The first one is obviously the rocket launch, and the rocket shakes almost as worse than a paint shaker at a hardware store. And so if you imagine your high-fidelity electronics, you put it on a paint shaker, it's going to shake it to pieces. So we have designed things to be able to handle extremely harsh environments in the launch. Then once it's released into orbit, there's no air there. In space, you've got the sun hitting a satellite or a spacecraft on one side, making that side really hot. And on the other side, you've got deep space, which is effectively 0 degrees Kelvin or minus 273 Celsius. So extremely cold in one side and extremely hot on the other side. So you have to design everything to handle this harsh temperature environment. Then what you also have is the sun is continually shooting out protons as part of the solar wind. And these protons just rip through the electronics, and they can actually damage the electronics, or they can flip bits and make the data corrupted.
Because we're protected, aren't we, on Earth by our atmosphere?
Yeah, the atmosphere slows down the protons, takes off the energy from them. And there's also the same particles that are coming from our sun are coming from other stars as well. Those are called galactic cosmic rays, but essentially it's a similar thing. So they are just particles flying around the galaxy and the universe in general that are also hitting us. Also, again, we're protected by the atmosphere when we are on Earth, but in space we're not. Yeah, so the radiation environment's really, really tough. The thermal environment's really tough. And then also just getting up with the rocket to start off.
And on top of that, if things go wrong, I mean, if you think of how many times your computer goes wrong or any electronics goes wrong, you can't just sort of nip up there and fix it.
Yeah, when we launch it, it has to be perfect. So it has to be, we have to be sure that it will never need any kind of repair at any point in its life. And we generally design things to last, you know, between 5 years, some missions, and even up to 15 years. And we've seen, obviously, lots of space projects where they've lasted even beyond 15 years.
So does this make your job a bit boring because you can't use innovative kind of new technologies?
It is certainly challenging, and certainly historically that's been the case, is that spacecraft have used technology that is well proven, and by that means it's normally old technology and not the latest cutting edge, the fastest processors and that sort of thing. And that's been a big problem for us, and it certainly limits the performance and increases the cost because these components, you know, often maintained solely for the space industry.
So now, Brian, I've got a bonus question for you here. What's your favorite space mission?
Sure, favorite space mission. Well, yeah, I worked on ExoMars, so that's always going to be a favorite one for me. That one's still to launch. It's a mission to Mars. But otherwise, wow, I think generally missions to Mars.
Great. Well, thank you for telling us all about how difficult space is, Brian, and I hope you're going to be around for a long time to make it easier.
I hope so too.
Thanks, Brian. Yes. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.